Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Well, we're here. We're in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, where we will be doing television with the presidential contender, Alan Keyes, tomorrow afternoon. We left Iowa, Clear Lake, Iowa, on Sunday morning, and it was supposed to be a 15-hour trip. It ended up being a 20-hour trip. We got here at 7:30 this morning. We drove from point A to point B in one setting. And again, folks, we are here. We are here doing the stuff, as they say, in the ministry. Don't ever let it fall to our lot that we don't do what we say we're going to do, friends, because I'm telling you, we are. So with that said, we are in Pigeon Forge. We're going to be doing Alan Keyes tomorrow, television with him on Roku. And then 2 days after that, we're going to be at WPNN in Florida there. And we're going to be doing some in-studio stuff. We're going to do a big U-turn after that. After we do that big U-turn, we're going to go back over to South Carolina, and we are going to do CSU University, as are we going to do a high school the very same day. So, again, friends, we are just adding to the things that need to be done in this earth as it is in heaven, given the Lord's commandments in response to Luke 19:10, Matthew, I'm thinking of Luke 22:47, forgive me, and Mark 16:15, the Great Commission. So, again, friends, we're not to say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. We're to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers in the field. And it tells us in the book of Isaiah 53, with a question mark, who has believed the report of the Lord? We raise our hands high so that the Lord might see him and respond by sending us into that field. What an opportunity we have. Do you remember King David in Psalm 2? Was inspired by the Holy Ghost to ask the Lord for the heathen as thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth as his. Well, that's exactly what we've done. And guess what, friends? It's exactly what he's been showing us and bestowing upon us, giving us the fruit of our labor. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find us right here on the top left side of the page, top left side of the page right there. Well, we got a little pop-up going on there, but we're right here. This is Tim Brown's morning show on sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you're on this page, friends, do go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble and subscribe to that page. Subscribe to that page. Also, again, friends, subscribe to this page as well. There's 13 to 15 articles on this website from contributors all over the country that are contributing, from constitutional attorneys to the preachers, and the list goes on. Also, check out Bradley's schedule over there, if you would, please. People call us and ask all the time, where are you going to be next? Go to Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, friends. Also, go over to that store, friends. There's brand new stuff. We got a brand new shirt by that of none other than Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. He was the guy that was responsible for saying such things as this: I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. Whoa, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. If you're on social media platforms right now, You can see exactly what we're talking about. This is brand new, and they are now available. You got print on the sleeve as well as the back and as well as the front. And don't forget about this other one, friends, because these are flying off the shelves in so many different ways. And it's the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God t-shirts as well. These are all per your request. No money is being made off them. When you're on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please go over to the membership and consider being becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty, friends, to keep us out there. Now, on Saturday, friends, we actually had the opportunity in Iowa there, Clear Lake, Iowa. By the way, for those that didn't know, we always love to check out the history of where we're at when we're in the places that we go. And we found out that Clear Lake, Iowa is where they have the famous ballroom, the famous surf, it's called. It's called the surf. And this is actually a picture on social media platforms of me at the surf. This is the last place that Buddy Holly, Ricky Valens, and the Big Bopper played before they actually died in a plane crash. So that was the history that we got in Clear Lake, Iowa there. And what's also interesting, friends, is they didn't even get up in an airplane to surpass 6 miles. They died in a lonely field. And if you're, again, on social media platforms, you see these glasses right here. This is where the plane crashed into. So, again, that was the history that we had concerning what it is that we've learned in Clear Lake, Iowa. Also wanted to show you some pictures as well, friends, on social media platforms of, once again, the things that we have done and the things that we are doing. This is a packed house in a ballroom out in the middle of the country with 400 people that showed up. And, folks, there are 400 people that are still willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, concerning what it's going to take to win our future and giving the baton over to our young people and giving them a future and a hope. So there's much to cover today. I want to talk about the voice of the oppressor. Folks, the mainstream media is a narrative that's being driven down your throats 24/7. You need to understand that that is the voice of oppression. They want to paralyze you through fear. And again, friends, this in this country, we do not take counsel from our fears. We take counsel from God in whom we fear. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that there's strong confidence in those that fear the Lord. Furthermore, it tells us that he makes his righteous bold as lions, friends. So if we follow the Christ, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And the bottom line is, friends, is those, as Bonhoeffer rightly said, those that fear the face of God fear not the face of man, and those that fear the face of man fear not the face of God. So, again, we're going to be talking about the voice of the oppressor, and this is all you're getting today. And I'm here again to tell you, friends, that the mainstream media and the useful idiots, they are not who they claim to be. They are not journalists. They are paid parrots, and that's why we continuously say on the sonsoflibertymedia.com that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. See, folks, once you understand that they are not journalists and media professionals, but rather actors and operatives, things will then start to make sense and not until then. There is no truth in these people, John 8:44. Folks, we're going to take a hard break. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Pigeon Forge, friends. We're meeting with some people tonight, and then tomorrow we are going to be doing television with Alan Keyes. And after that, we're going to be in Florida and then South Carolina, and then we're going to be doing a big U-turn all the way back to the state of Minnesota. I'll tell you the best part about being here right now, friends, is the fact that it's almost 70 degrees. We left Iowa where it was in the low teens. When we left Minnesota, it was minus 3 degrees. So it's a good place to be. We're glad to be here. And I just wanted to tell everybody, thank you for joining us today. We thank you for your trust. Also wanted to let you know, friends, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You can watch us live there. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page there. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. I want to start off really quick with bringing this to your attention, because just last week, me and my wife, as we were running around taking care of business, we stopped and we had a quick salad bar at a local restaurant in the Minneapolis area. This is right before we left, obviously. And in the process of doing so, we just had a small bill, and I had a salad, she had a salad, a couple pieces of bread, and that was pretty much the gist of it. Well, lo and behold, we get the bill from the waiter, and all of a sudden we notice it says $3.44 employee insurance and lunch. And so what we did is we stopped and I just thought, well, what is that? And Stephanie, my wife, was bothered by it. So when the waiter came back, she said, what is this that you have on the bill for an extra $3.44? He said, well, that's so you can pay for the employee's insurance, I'm not kidding you, and also pay for their lunch. Again, I'm not kidding you, friend. I've never seen anything like it before. So I looked up at the waiter, and I said to the waiter, I said, so is your money my money? We come in here for lunch to pay for our lunch, and you tack a bill onto our bill to pay for your employees' insurance and for their lunch? I said, dude, are you kidding me? My money is not your money. And I said, furthermore, before you tack that onto the bill, telling your customers that they're going to pay for the lunch as they come in for lunch concerning your employees and that they're going to pay an extra tab on top of their lunch to cover their insurance, you ask. You don't just assume that it's a given that the American people are going to pay for your insurance and your employees' lunch. He said, well, I can strike it. I said, yeah, that's a good idea. Strike it. Folks, this is the most incredible thing that I think I've heard in this country in all of my life when it comes to the issue of people taking advantage of their customers. Every time you turn around, you see it. You see the manipulation of how corporations and companies are trying to get one over on their said customers and their client base. Matter of fact, I was just inside of a store the other day because, again, we're in Pigeon Forge. So we've been on the road for 4 days, friends. So I'm getting some shavers. And on the shaver, it has a big four on it, right? And it talks about the blades and what you're purchasing, so on and so forth. But what's interesting behind the big four, see, the impression is that you're buying a four-pack of blades. This is just one of a plethora of times that I've seen corporations and have seen corporations try to get one over on their customers through deceptive measures. I was under the assumption that I was buying four blades because of the big four on top of the cover of three blades that were inside. Are you paying attention to this? Folks, we're doing all the evils that are being committed. We're doing it one towards another. Nobody's helping us destroy ourselves. Read Numbers 32:23, because we are doing this all by ourselves. And again, we are doing this to ourselves. This is called self-destruction. And if you want to get to the premise of this conversation, folks, just concerning the two things that I highlighted momentarily, it's interesting to note that this is socialism. This is communism. For them young people to assume that it's okay to lie to your customer base, tell them that they're getting four blades only to open it up and find that there's three. It's like this, friends. You can go inside of a store and get a can of lemonade, okay, because I don't drink pop. And the fact of the matter is when you open it up, before we open it up, you look at the front of it, it says made with real lemon, right? Then you turn the can around, and it says made with less than 3% real lemons. See, this is how they're giving you the truth today, friends. You see, the out of the 100% of the truth that should be spoken, they lie to you and deceive you 97% of the time, while they only deliver up about 3% that's actually true. And this, again, friends, I can take this to 100 different issues concerning how big corporations are, in fact, lying to the people. I can give you another example. The electric company adding taxes onto your taxes, surcharge to surcharge, and charging you for things that you don't even know what you're paying for. Folks, we must be thorough about what's going on here, because these people and these corporations, by the way, when I see corporations do this, I'm done with them. When I see restaurants do this, we call the managers and we say to them, what do you think you're doing? Okay? When it comes to, for example, the drink manufacturers, folks, we're not going to support them anymore because they're not telling us the truth. Isn't that interesting how the Lord tells us the truth? And we have a hard time accepting the truth that he gives us, but we have no problem drinking a can of lemonade that's made with less than 3% real lemons, and we take it for face value that we were told the truth concerning what was inside of that can of lemonade. Let me make one more point. Isn't it also interesting how people, because the Bible is clear when it says that the Lord is not a man that he should lie? Isn't it interesting how we can, to show you how carnal and fallen man is today? Isn't it interesting how we can get into an airplane capsule, a little tube that weighs tons, that there's 200 to 300 to 400 people inside of that little tube called an airplane, an airship? Isn't it interesting how we allow two pilots that we've never met a day in our life to take us up in the air 35,000 feet to bring us 3,000 to 5,000 miles to point A and B, B and A, back and forth? Isn't it interesting what we put our trust in? We put our trust in the very arm of the flesh, and then we wonder why we reap the curse. The fact of the matter is, friends, when we trust the Lord where we should put all of our trust, I'll tell you what, it's a safe place to be. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. Also Jeremiah 17, verse 5, when you get a moment. Now, what I want to do is I want to tee this up really quick. I just wanted to throw that out as a little bit of a preface to what we're going to be talking about. And we're talking about the voice of the oppressor, okay? But I want to go back to one more thing before we kick into that. Just this last week, during this program that I did in Clear Lake, Iowa, there was an individual that got up. And she was talking about how for decades, those that have exposed conspiracies have been equated by the mainstream media, who's got a long history of covering for conspirators. In fact, Jeremiah 11:9, she said that, this person did, that it's interesting how all of these conspiracies that were called theories, she said, I need a new conspiracy theory, she said, because all of mine have come true. Hey, folks, do we all understand that conspiracies are very real? Do we all understand that even going to the most current one in the present state, do you not see what happened? Everything that was premised on this pandemic, at no point was law ever referenced, but unconstitutional policy was. Isn't it interesting to note that we told you that out of chaos, they create a new order? Has anybody noticed how many times that pandemic has been debunked, and yet the narrative is continuously driven without any consequence of breaking the law or upholding the law? Isn't that interesting how that works, friends? I'm going to come back really quick, and I want to talk about 33 of these conspiracies that were named theories that turned out to be true real quick. We're talking about the voice of the oppressor. The voice of the oppressor. We'll be right back after this break.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said he could recognize two Russian-backed breakaway Ukrainian regions as independent, an aggressive move likely to torpedo a last-minute bid for a summit to prevent war. Separately, Moscow and Ukrainian military saboteurs have tried to enter Russian territory in armed vehicles, leading to at least 5 deaths, an accusation dismissed as fake news by Kiev. Both developments fit the pattern repeatedly predicted by Western governments who accuse Russia
of preparing to fabricate a pretext to invade Ukraine by blaming Kiev for attacks and relying on pleas for help from separatist proxies. In Washington, President Joe Biden has summoned a meeting with his top security advisors, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And the Winter Olympics are complete. The United States finished with 8 gold, 10 silver, and 7 bronze for a total of 25. This is USA Radio News. The Internal Revenue Service has announced that taxpayers will be able to forego the use of facial recognition software in order to access their online accounts following the big controversy over the use of biometric data, according to the New York Times. No biometric data, including facial recognition, will be required if taxpayers choose to authenticate their identity through a virtual interview, according to the IRS in their statement today. In addition, photos gathered so far from users will be deleted from ID.me servers over the next few weeks, and any new photos taken this year will not be stored on any of the company's servers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said today he is scrapping the last of his domestic coronavirus restrictions in the United Kingdom, including the requirement for people with COVID-19 to self-isolate. Johnson said the country is moving forward from government restrictions to more personal responsibility as part of the plan for treating COVID-19 like any other transmissible illness, such as the flu. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, live feed, subscribe to our Rumble live feed, as well as on sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. We're slowing our roll today, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact really quick. We're going to be talking about this in just a moment, the voice of the oppressor, and how the mainstream media, the narrative, is all falling from those that want to dictate your lives, those that want to enslave the people. And they're using their useful idiots, as Vladimir Lenin rightly said, those that were and are willing to parrot what the teleprompter tells them to say and do. And the whole objective, friends, is to keep the people confused, to paralyze them through the use of fear and continuously oppress them, which is a judgment of God upon a disobedient people. But one of the things, friends, is over the weekend I heard an individual say, I need a new conspiracy theory because all of my conspiracy theories have come true. And I highlighted this some time ago where I was on social media platforms and I was talking about what was going on, in fact, concerning conspiracies, Jeremiah 11:9, and the Bible talks about them over and over in 1 Kings and 2 Kings. And I always remember conspiracies are controlled within. And when the mainstream media calls those that are exposing the conspirators for the conspiracies that they're responsible for, remember the mainstream media, again, has a long history, friends, of covering for conspirators. But we found that there's been over 33 conspiracy theories, just the tip of the iceberg here, that turned out to be true. And what people need to understand is when I was on social media platforms, a guy piped up when I was talking about a conspiracy that was happening here in America. And he said, I remember, this is what he said, he said, I remember hearing about that 50 years ago. And because the mainstream media browbeat, they continuously cause people to fall to their submission by demonizing them and browbeating them, They just rendered it to be a conspiracy theory. He said, but 50 years later, he goes, Bradley, it's not a theory at all. He said, it's now our reality. Yep, it becomes a reality, friends, because the people don't take heed to those that are pointing out that it is, in fact, not a theory, but a conspiracy. Let me just name off 30 of them as quick as I can. Y'all heard of the Dreyfus Affair, right? Well, that turned out to be, well, we were told that it was a conspiracy theory, which in fact turned out to be, in fact, a conspiracy. See, it's a theory when the men are alive, but when they're dead, then they come out and they own up to the fact that it was, in fact, a conspiracy. That's how this works, okay? And this ignorance that I'm talking about right now falls to the tolerance and those that are willing to subject themselves to such idiocies when it comes to those that are trying to enslave them. Read Ephesians 4:14. The mafia, did you know that that used to be considered a conspiracy theory? I can tell you exactly where the mafia is at now. They're in the government. That is what it is. What do you think communism is, friends? What do you think tyranny is? It's the mafia. It's a bunch of corrupt men working together in a covenant of hell and a covenant of death that they mean to rule over their subjects because they want to rule the world. They want to be just like Satan himself, right? They want to ascend above his throne. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's never happened and it's never going to happen. Remember, he's the one that was thrown down into the pit where he belongs, and he wants to deceive his followers into believing that they can do what he never was able to do. So the mafia, going back to the mafia, friends, keep in mind it was considered a theory back in the 50s. The 30s and the 40s, might I add, all the way up to the 60s and the 70s. And now we all know that the mafia was very tangible, very real. So that is turned out to be a conspiracy as well. What about MK Ultra? Do you remember when the CIA ran a mind control project aimed at finding a truth serum to use on communist spies? Always remember, friends, communists, conspirators, okay, hand in glove, that's who they are. What they love to do is they love to create their own monsters, okay? So MK Ultra was developed, right, by the CIA, which is compared and in parallel, put into parallel by Harry Truman, the President of the United States, as the American version of the Gestapo, just so you can consider the source here. But remember, MK Ultra was introduced by the CIA, and they wanted to bring about a truth serum to use on spies. Well, who did they test on before they could use them on spies? You understand? The American people, right? That's who these people are. That's who these devils are. MK Ultra, that used to be called a conspiracy theory. Is it a theory any longer, friends? Absolutely not. What about Operation Mockingbird? We spend much time in tearing down the lies in the mainstream media. Operation Mockingbird, again, was the CIA paid a number of well-known domestic and foreign journalists from big-name media outlets like Time, The Washington Post, The New York Times, and CBS, and others to publish, guess what, friends, CIA propaganda. Now you get a whole earload every single minute that you hear a break. That is all CIA propaganda. But, hey, friends, I thought it was a theory. Not a theory, friends. What about the Manhattan Project? That was a code name for a project conducted during World War II to develop the first atomic bomb. Was that a conspiracy theory? Did anybody pay attention to the bomb, the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima or Hiroshima? Isn't this crazy how people just put their fingers on their eyeballs and they take it for face value that it's a theory? And guess who labels people that are telling you the truth as theorists? The mainstream media, they say they don't believe. Boy, that is hypocrisy to high heaven, is it not? What about asbestos? Remember back in the 1930s all the way up to the 60s? Remember the manufacturer said, listen, asbestos has nothing to do with respiratory disease, has nothing to do with cancer, but only to find out, friends, again, asbestos was not a theory. It was, in fact, a conspiracy. Is it true? Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. What about Watergate? Many people know the Watergate as where the Republicans spied on the Democratic National Headquarters from the Watergate Hotel in 1972. But what's also interesting to know, friends, the whole Watergate was smoke and mirrors to distract the people from the fact that that was a huge pedophile ring that was being exposed and Washington, D.C. Did you know that? Was that a theory? Can anybody say that what I'm talking about right now is any longer a theory, that those in Washington, D.C. are compromised and extorted men? I mean, we have conspiracy of silence. We have the Watergate cover-up. How many of these politicians, when they're removed from office, are found out? Namely, those that are advocating sex with children. I kid you negative. Look to San Francisco right now, Scott. I'm thinking of the representative over there right now who's trying to lower the age of anal consent from 16 to 14, just like Justin Trudeau did in Canada. But that's just a theory, too. No, it's not. Watergate was not a theory. It was a fact. What about the Tuskegee syphilis study? Back in 1932 to 1972, the United States Public Health Service carried out a clinical study on 400 poor black folks, namely men with syphilis. Guess what, friends, they found out? They were actually injected with it. Okay? Just the same thing that you're seeing right now. You know, I said some time ago, Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, he had said that the Spanish flu, a lot of people died. And he said, but a lot of people lived too. And he said that the people that lived were the ones that were vaccinated. The opposite is true. The people that lived didn't get the said inoculation. It was the people that took it that ended up dying, just the same way that they're here today. Is that a theory? Open your eyes, friends. It's all over. What about Operation Northwoods? You remember this? This was a conspiracy theory, too. In the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro from power. Remember, the plans included committing acts of terrorism in the United States of America. Let's put that up against what James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. If I take that going fast forward, friends, concerning Operation Northwoods, exactly what happened on September 11th. Because if you look at September 11, 2001, your enemies couldn't have dreamed the powers that were assumed by corruption in your government to attack not a foreign people, but you. Okay? Is that a theory? No, it's not a theory. It's judgment, friends. The 1990 testimony of Nayara, and this is another one that turned out to be a conspiracy. Counterintelligence programs against activists in the 1960s, COINTELPRO, that's an acronym for counterintelligence programs. Was that a theory? Nope. Turned out to be a conspiracy, didn't it, friends? Yes. All falling from the hands of those that you tolerate in your government and the said agencies that have been created illegally and unconstitutionally. What about the Iran-Contra? Was that a theory? Nope. What about the BCCI scandal, the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, which was a major international bank founded in 1972? Was that a conspiracy theory? Nope. Not at all, friends. Turned out to be a conspiracy in fact. What about the CIA drug running in L.A. to basically target the black people? This happening under George Bush Sr., by the way, to fund what? A war against those that he wanted to dismantle. He couldn't get it passed through Congress, so he began to run drugs along with, guess who? Bill Clinton through Mena, Arkansas. Remember Barry Steele was going to come up and tell all, and before you knew it, he was mysteriously killed? Was that a conspiracy theory? Nope. Was the Gulf of Tonkin? Was that a conspiracy theory? Who started Vietnam? Was it the Vietnamese or was it the American government? It was the American government. Just wanted to make clear that you understood where all of this is coming from. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live out of Pigeon Forge. We'll be with Alan Keyes tomorrow doing television on Roku. Watch us on television, folks, with Alan Keyes tomorrow. Let's Talk America is the name of his program. Now, let's get to this. The voice of the oppressors. Okay, so let's just go back just 3 years. Let's just keep it in a three-year timeline. For 3 years, the American people have heard from the same exact people that are driving the narrative. I have to reiterate the point that the American people allowed big tech companies such as Facebook, which is an operation from guess who, friends, the CIA. You know, Snopes, fact checkers, guess who they are, friends? That's a CIA operation. In case you didn't know, they're not supposed to operate domestically, friends. It's supposed to be an operation without. But you can see that there's no rules with these devils. But they'll find out otherwise. Rest assured, Hebrews 10:27, Revelation 21:5, starting there. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. They're going to face their judge. I just prefer that the American people would push that date up so they could meet him a lot quicker, right? Isaiah 26:9. But we've heard from the same people. You know, it's interesting concerning the voice of the oppressor. We also know, because I've played the video several times, not a theory, but a fact, because you've seen it for yourselves, that Bill Gates was calling for, well, depopulation, right? I want to remind everybody, I drove for 20 hours yesterday through the country, and I've seen 99% of nothing but empty land. He wants to depopulate the world because he said it's overpopulated. Okay, which is the furthest thing from the truth. That's a fact. It's the furthest thing from the truth. You could take every person in the world and you could move them to Jacksonville, Florida, with hundreds of per square per person that is on this globe right now. They could live there and live comfortably. These are the people that are setting the narrative, the voice of the oppressors, that we need to lower the population. I'm talking about Bill Gates. You first, Bill. You first. If the world's overpopulated, you first. Okay? It's not true. The Lord told us to have dominion. He told us to replenish. In other words, he told us to have children is what he told us to do, right? That we might have our quiver full, that they would be trained up in the ways of the Lord, that the Lord's will would be done on this earth as it is in heaven, living through the warfare that we all go through. But why is it that the only voices that we heard were Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the head of the CDC, the head of the WHO, which, by the way, is linked to terrorists? That's a fact. He's not a doctor. I'm talking about the head of the WHO, World Health Organization. Oh, and if you didn't catch this, Rems, just over the last couple of days, he's asking for more power. He said the WHO deserves more power. Now, why would he be so brazen to say something like that? Because he's seen the tolerance and the apathy of the people and the ignorance that they went along with. Regardless of how many times it was exposed, the people still went along with it, in part. And the in part was always magnified over the majority that weren't going along with the narrative. I needed to make that clear. But I got one question for all of us. Because we're talking about the voice of the oppressors. How is Bill Gates, how is it that he is qualified himself? How is it that he's assumed unto himself that, and deceived himself that somehow or another, that he's a doctor? How is it that Bill Gates is now qualified to speak to the world about viruses? Well, if anybody would pay attention to his bank account, you'd understand why he's talking about it, okay? Because that's how he makes his money, off the stupidity of the people. When did he become, or Melinda Gates, become a doctor, a qualified doctor? Why is the mainstream media pushing his voice on the people as if to suggest that he knows better than anybody else? Because he's the one paying for it. He's the one profiting from it. On Saturday, I found myself asking the question to my listeners, why is it that we have to sit down and have another conversation of the crimes of the criminals that have been exposed for their crimes for decades? Why? Is that another excuse for the people to sit back and do nothing about these criminals? And again, I want to remind you, and getting back to my point, what an opportunity the world has right now in dealing with all the bad guys, because the world sees the majority, and so is God and the law in every country, is with you. There's zero excuse why you sit back and tolerate the crimes of these people any longer. You have the power to deal with them, but the people, they sit back and they allow them to continuously drive the narrative of the oppressors. I guess some people feed on that. I don't understand that. I don't feed on that. I feed on the bread of life, where we're made more than conquerors. I feed on the bread of life, where it tells us that the faith, what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. I feed on the 1 John 5:4. I feed on the word of God, where it tells us greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I feed on the word of God that tells us to keep his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, to keep and do them in dealing with corrupt people like this. But this is the voice of the oppressor. Going fast forward, did you also notice that Bill Gates is now forecasting another pandemic? He's forecasting another pandemic. Remember, he's the one that wants to break down the numbers on this globe. And it's exactly what's happening right now in front of your faces, a genocide. The Western medicine, Big Pharma, they'll never be able to come back from this one until every single one of them that are responsible for the crimes against the people are brought to justice according to the word of God, period. Oh, one more point, too, for the first-time listeners. Also keep in mind, Bill Gates is also the one, along with his wife, that came up 3 years ago with a new patent called Luciferis. You can Google it. It's called Luciferis, okay? Doesn't get any more obvious than that, does it, friends? Nope. But again, here it is. Bill Gates, assuming that he's a doctor and an elected representative who's making billions of dollars off the stupidity of the people that don't understand that he's the one calling for a genocide. And what's interesting, friends, is he's calling for another pandemic. Okay? Just so you know, he can call for them all that he wants to, but we're going to submit to this one, this new one, the same way that we submitted to the last one. We didn't. Because there isn't a pandemic, period, outside of the one that they continuously create. Talking about the voice of the oppressor, also wanted to highlight this. Isn't it interesting how the CDC, which is operating through policy, which undermines the U.S. Constitution, in other words, it's illegal. Isn't it interesting how the CDC is assuming authority over the lives of the people? Do you remember during the beginning of this pandemic, the CDC stepped in and told the world, namely our world in America, that, listen, if you own a property, you can't kick out those that are not paying rent. And remember, the federal court struck them down right away? But look at the power they're willing to assume if it's not challenged. Well, look what else the CDC is trying to do, friends. It's Orwellian. The CDC is now quietly lowering early childhood speech standards. What? Where are these people assuming these authorities? I'm here to tell you, friends, they don't have the authority. I want to show you a useful idiot. His name is Justin Trudeau, who just last week was exposed for his links to pedophile rings. It's interesting how the mainstream media and the narrative is to continuously voice their support for suppressing the protesters in Canada, which is only probably going to backfire like it already has over and over and over again. You have the support of America, Canadians, just so you know. But it's reported by Breitbart today that police lay 391 charges on 191 Freedom Convoy protesters in Ottawa crackdown. Is that what you're going to submit to? Because rest assured, just like I've said 100 times, there's more coming if you do. How the majority sits back and tolerates the crimes of these that have been exposed over and over and over again for the crimes against the people, you are adding strength to tyranny, just so you know. We're talking about the voice of the oppressor, friends. Did you see how emboldened this little devil is? Ottawa police chief just said protesters, he said, will be hunted down and punished even if they retreat and go home. Is this the voice that you're going to submit to, friends? Because I hope not. Because what they're doing is illegal at every given step, and they can't justify what they're doing today. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, broadcasting live. I'm out of Pigeon Forge.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.